Country Club FM.
Very nice. The gong has been gonged. Let's do today's almanac. 8:33. We are going to play Almanac Trivia, this time for Susie Boggess tickets. Susie Boggess is going to be at the Dakota Jazz Club. And she will be playing all
Wednesday
of her hits.
And Thursday.
She's got two shows?
Yeah, the 27th and 28th.
Holy smokes. Which show are we giving tickets away, or do they have their choice?
You know? I hope it's on that sheet.
Let's see. Hope on the Stone, Miss Susie Boggess at the Dakota Jazz Club. Two shows, Wednesday the 27th, Thursday the 28th.
What does it say underneath? Does it say like...
Doesn't say which show these are for.
We're going to... Somebody's going to have their hands slapped.
We'll still do it anyway. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
That's what we do here in the Almanac. We just do it and then figure it out after. That's the best way to do things, right? Do something.
I would agree with that.
Let your mouth go without thinking.
Now, on here it says Tuesday, morning show giving away Susie Boggett's tickets to her 927
show. I'm looking at the giveaway sheet here where we list the winners. Oh. This is a waste of time. Tuesday, September 19th, 262nd day of the year, 103 left to go. By the way, we will play Almanac Trivia, so you got to listen to every word we say.
Right.
Because that could be the question for those Susie Boggess tickets to the rumored September 27th show at Dakota Jazz Club. American soldiers on this date, 1777. You know, the revolution was going on.
In the win column.
And American soldiers won the first battle. There were two battles of Saratoga. This was the first battle of Saratoga. This is a turning point in the war against the British. And the Americans, we also won the second Battle of Saratoga. And I think when we won that second one, I think that is the point that the French decided to help us out as well. French always come in late.
Right.
They're always late. You know, yeah. They're always late for work. They don't start their work day till 10 a.m. 1876, Melville Bissell patented the carpet sweeper.
Very nice
the
work.
The carpet sweeper. Bissell's still making vacuums to this day. You got your, are they the makers of the Dirt Devil? Is it the Bissell Dirt Devil?
Is that a different
company?
I don't know.
I'm a Kirby man. Those things are heavy duty. And my Kirby will eat up your Dyson any day. I mean, just chop it up and eat it for breakfast. That's what it'll do. What kind of vacuum do you have, Neil? Do you even have a vacuum?
I have the Shark.
You bring goats in.
Yeah.
1881, President James Garfield died of wounds inflicted by an assassin. Again, I think can you double check on this, the Garfield assassination? Was it weeks?
It July 2nd he was shot.
Yeah, he was shot
by Charles Guiteau.
So it was months.
Yes.
That he died of wounds that they just, at that time in 1881, they just could not fix.
They couldn't find the bullet, and they'd said multiple doctors with unwashed hands were digging around
for the
bullet.
That'd be a problem.
He basically succumbed to infections and problems just because of the primitive way it was treated.
Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Bob FM, James Garfield historian Neil Freeman. Let's go to 1934.
We have in custody the man who received the ransom money. His name is Bernard Richard Hauptmann, 1279 East 222nd Street in the borough of the Bronx in the city of New York.
1934, Bruno Hauptmann was arrested, charged with the kidnapping and murder of the Lindbergh baby.
Gave his address and everything.
That was the story of the century at that point.
Yes.
And everybody was looking for this guy. And they found him through the marked bills and the ransom money that was handed. They also used the fact that he was a carpenter and that he built the ladder that he used to get up to the second floor bedroom for baby Lindbergh.
Huh.
And they found a piece that was used on there that was also out of his hardwood floor.
Wow.
How about that?
And I think they found some of the money in his garage or something.
Yes, yeah, they were in tin cans. And how about this? That man talking right there is H. Norman Schwarzkopf Sr.
Oh, really?
The father of Norman Schwarzkopf, who became famous and was head of military operations in Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
That's amazing.
His dad was in charge of the New Jersey State Police at the time. 1958. Let's hear from Elvis. He was saying goodbye as he headed to Germany.
I'd like to say that in spite of the fact that I am going away and that I'll be out of their eyes for some time, I hope that I'm not out of their minds. And I'll be looking forward to the time when I can come back and entertain again like I did. And
all we can do
there
is...
There he is, Elvis Presley, just before he's about to embark to Germany as a member of the U.S. Army. That was in 58. 59, Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev denied access to Disneyland. He wasn't tall enough. You have to be this tall.
Right.
You know, you walk through and you go, you got to be this tall. He wasn't tall enough. Actually, it was security reasons. They didn't think, they thought Nikita Khrushchev was a security risk.
Did he have the heavy eyebrows?
And then late, no, that's Leonid Brezhnev.
Oh, Brezhnev.
Khrushchev was kind of light, more light-colored, light-colored hair. Brezhnev had the big Andy Rooney eyebrows.
Okay.
And as a result, in response, when Eisenhower went and visited the Soviet Union, he wasn't allowed into Gulag Land. Did you know that?
That I had not heard, but that doesn't shock me.
That's good old Gulag Land. That's what they name their
Gulag Land.
That's what they name their fairs and their various.
They had
things,
a heck of a roller coaster,
amusement parks. Yeah. It's a good chance you're not going to come out with that.
No,
you're
going
to lose a limb. 1970. This date.
You know what? You got spunk. I hate spunk.
Yes, he does. He's Lou Grant. That's Mary Tyler Moore. Mary Richards. And guess what? It was the debut of the Mary Tyler Moore Show on this date. This date, Mary Tyler Moore debuted. It was a groundbreaking television sitcom, 1970. How about 81?
I am just a poor boy, and my story is seldom told. Life's one.
500,000 people attended Central Park, the reunion of Simon and Garfunkel.
That was a free show, I think.
Yeah, free show. Art Garfunkel, Paul Simon. How are you going to charge people to Central Park? I think Garth Brooks has the largest concert ever there. Almost a million, like 900-some thousand.
That was a pretty good turnout, though.
So that was in 81. In 91, the researchers discovered the Iceman. The Iceman cometh. In a glacier in the Alps, Iceman, the most ancient human being ever found, 1991. And Neil, he had your phone number.
He did.
Yeah, the Iceman had your phone. Apparently, he was going to call you before he got frozen into that glacier.
Mm. That isn't George Gervin, is it?
The Iceman, George Gervin.
Uh-huh.
Familiar with the show ER? Debuted on this date.
Did pretty well, too.
Made a star of George Clooney, among others. ER on NBC debuted on this date, and we said goodbye to Mr. Popcorn.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Orville Redenbacher from Valparaiso, Indiana, and this is 4 ounces of my Orville Redenbacher's gourmet popping corn. And this is 4 ounces of your ordinary popping corn.
You know what? He has a lot less old maids. Although I'm sure Orville Redenbacher probably had a bunch of old maids.
Yeah,
you know, as famous as he was, they were just lined up outside the set or out in the popcorn field.
He was a chick magnet.
Orville Redenbacher died at the age of 88 here on this day. Let's move on to birthdays now. James Lipton, host of the Actors Studio Inside, not just the Actors Studio, but he took you inside the Actors Studio.
The Actors Studio and I are very proud to welcome Diana Ross.
Thank you very much, James Lipton. He is 91. David McCallum, happy birthday.
I am Ilya Kuryakin. I am also an enforcement agent. Like my friend Napoleon, I go and I do whatever I am told to by our chief.
He does a nice job for Uncle.
Yes, he did.
What's that? The United Network for... That's the only two parts that I can remember.
I'd have to do some fact checking.
Have to remember.
And he was talking about Napoleon Solo, of course,
played by Robert Vaughn.
Yes.
So
I love that show.
David McCollum
'60s.
Is 84 today. This guy had a voice, huh?
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your leaves.
Your leaves, not your lips. Your leaps.
Leaves.
and there's no tenderness.
So Bill Medley is 77, one half of the Righteous Brothers. The love song from Dirty Dancing. I've had the time of my life with Jennifer Warnes. He's also well known for that. Bill Medley, 77. The songwriter, Paul Williams, 77. To say that he was a prolific songwriter, that would be an understatement. Rainbow Connection, Rainy Days and Mondays, You and Me Against the World, an old-fashioned love song for Three Dog Night, the Love Boat theme, and he's featured, if you ever watch the video for Hank Williams Jr.'s All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight, right. He's featured in that video. Huh. And he was always on a Love Boat or a Fantasy Island episode or two.
Sure.
And he won an award, he won an Oscar for the love theme from A Star Is Born, Evergreen. You know, they're redoing A Star Is Born, starring Lady Gaga.
I heard
Lady
that.
Lady Gaga is going to have to fight through her fibromyalgia to do that. You know, she is she's experiencing pain from that. Paul Williams is 77. Joe Morgan, Hall of Fame second baseman, Cincinnati Reds.
Remember he had that twitch.
He did, and he used it to his advantage. Yeah. It disoriented the pitchers and the fielders.
He was a great hitter with the Astros and the Reds.
Took it all the way to the Hall of Fame, and then was a pretty good baseball commentator. Joe Morgan, 74.
Yep. Oh, TV theme time.
Emergency.
I love that show.
One of the emergency crew, Randolph Mantooth, 72. He's one of the firemen. He wasn't Robert Mueller,
no,
who was one of the MDs.
Rampart.
Or Julie London.
They always said Rampart. I never knew what that meant.
It was code. It was 72 from Emergency. We had the Emergency home game, which was fun.
Oh, wow.
You saved lives is what you did.
I'm not in love, so don't forget it.
Member of the group 10cc.
Love this tune.
Lol Cream.
That's high school age.
First name is Lol. LOL. He was LOL before there was LOL.
Huh.
Lol Cream is 70 today.
Like C-R-E-A-M?
Yeah, C-R-E-M-E. It rises to the top.
The French version.
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.
That was very good. That was very 10cc.
It very was. I could have been in 10cc. So Lol Cream, happy birthday, 70. The guy who is the new Alfred.
Oh, yes. Interrogated six people and came away with nothing. It was Bruce Wayne that got the information.
Well, Bruce Wayne can't break into Lex Luthor's house.
Bruce Wayne won't have to.
He's been invited.
He's been invited.
Huh. Jeremy Irons, happy birthday, 69. Twiggy, the model and actress, her figure was 31, 23, 32. You add those up and you barely get my waist.
Right.
A new kind of streamlined androgynous sex appeal is what they said about Twiggy when she arrived on the scene. And who would forget Twiggy's appearance at Dayton's in downtown Minneapolis? I wasn't alive yet, but had I been alive, I would have been there in the front row as she walked the catwalk.
She didn't do much for me.
Twiggy is, well, she was androgynous. Are you big into androgynies?
No.
Probably not.
Can't spell
it. Would you want to be an androgyny?
No, I don't. I have no desire.
68 for Twiggy. Joan London.
From all of us here at Good Morning America, we wish you the very best for the new year.
Have a happy and a healthy 1987 and make it a great new year.
Well, thank you, David Hartman, along with Joan London.
I thought he said naked.
It may have been. Well, yeah, he and Joan London would often do Good Morning America naked. Huh. They would often do that. Joan London, Good Morning America, 67. Ah, freak out. Le Chic, so chic. Freak out. Are you freaking out right now?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Nile Rodgers is 65. Still working today. Still doing songs for modern acts. He was in Chic, as you know.
Sure.
You, I don't know what to say.
Late 70s, light rock.
That's the way you like your rock.
Rex Smith. He also starred as Street Hawk.
I was going to say he was an actor, too.
He was an actor. He was on Love Boat and other things.
Well.
Who wasn't, really?
Yeah, that's where the great actors showed
take
up.
Take my breath away.
Rex Smith is 61. He had a show in the mid-80s called Street Hawk, where he was like fighting crime on his motorcycle.
Right.
He is 61. Lita Ford, member of the Runaways. That was the all-girl band that included Joan Jett.
Mm-hmm.
She went to a party last Saturday night. Something didn't happen, and then she got in a fight. That was her solo song, Kiss Me Deadly. You remember that? Lita Ford is 59.
I'm
She's hilarious.
Sherry O'Terry. Does anybody do a better Barbara Mandrell, Barbara Walters impersonation?
That is scary good and hilarious.
Barbara Wawa was more of a caricature.
Right.
When What's-Her-Name would do that.
Right.
I can't think of her right now. SNL, married to Gene Wilder. No, the other one.
Yeah, the other one. That passed, right?
Yeah. But anyway, she did a caricature of Barbara Walters.
Right.
Sherry O'Terry.
And
did
it very good.
I mean, just spot on.
Right.
And there was a clip where she actually interviewed Barbara Walters, and it was really good.
Like it.
So that's Sherry O'Terry from SNL 55. We've got Trisha Yearwood. I'll play a song for her. Mrs. Garth Brooks, 53 today. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon's got his own show on Late Night.
Thank you, Uber, for combining the safety of letting someone charge your credit card whatever they want with the fun of getting into a car with a complete stranger. Why wouldn't everyone use this?
Yeah, there he is, Jimmy Fallon. He started on Saturday Night Live, did some acting, and now, of course, is the host of The Tonight Show. That's a nice ascension.
Yes.
Gilda Radner, by the way.
Gilda Radner. There we go.
And I didn't text, and nobody texted me. I got that. I knew it would come eventually.
Yeah, that was going
to
happen.
And I beat you in the race to it, too.
I know. I was
And I was doing more talking, so that was more impressive. But Jimmy Fallon, that was a nice ascension of his career, huh?
Tonight Show.
I mean, that's one of the pinnacles of entertainment, to be the host of that show.
Yeah, he's super talented. There's no doubt.
Very musical. He's 43. Your turn.
All right. On the gone but not forgotten list, we start with Leon Jaworski. No relation to Ron that we know of. He was a Watergate special prosecutor.
Although he wore number 7 on his robe.
When he was
prosecuting, he would wear number 7, much like Jaworski.
Leon Jaworski, attorney, 1905. One of the greats of baseball, another Hall of Famer, Duke Snyder. Most of his career, I think, with Brooklyn, right, with the Dodgers. Duke Snyder.
Definitely.
Was born a prolific home run hitter. 1926 for the Duke of... Duke of Earl. Adam West, he was Batman on TV.
Listen, Robin, always carry an extra key. I'd say you were both lucky to be still alive.
And stupid to have walked into that trap in the first place.
Without danger, the game grows cold. Little is gained without risk.
Oh, the advice that Batman would pass along. And how about the acoustics in the Batcave? Did you hear the acoustics there in the Batcave? Yeah. Quality echo without any kind of digital interference there.
Yeah, Batman, Robin, and Alfred all together. That was outstanding audio. For Adam West, who we just lost here in the last year, Adam West was born on this day, 1928. 1931, Brooke Benton.
A rainy night in Georgia. Rainy night in Georgia.
Does a great job with this, of course.
I'm melting right now.
Oh, that's
because
so good.
Of that. So smooth.
Soul singer Brooke Benton. He was born on this day, 1931.
Not enough O's and smooth to describe that.
Ah, yes. Former Beatles manager Brian Epstein was born on this day, 1934. A couple of years later, Olympic Hall of Famer Al Orter. Remember, he won 4 gold medals in the discus. He was the ageless discus thrower. Al Orter and Mama Cass.
Day 99 and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me
she can get soulful.
While I'm alone.
She did not die by choking on a ham sandwich.
Dream a little dream.
Not saying that she never had had a ham sandwich.
Yeah. Mama Cass Elliott was born one of the Mamas and the Papas, of course, just a great singer, super talented. She was born on this day, 1941. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.